It's time for a Bartlesville Coach's Corner ahead of the Bruins and Casha Hall tonight at Custer Stadium. Bartlesville head football coach John McKee with us. Bruins coming off a 59-14 loss against Owosso this past week on the road. And Coach McKee, tough one for you guys. Lost your starting quarterback in that ballgame due to an injury, and things kind of went from there. Your overall thoughts on your first loss of the season against the Rams?
Well, as you mentioned, things didn't go well for us the other night, but hopefully it can be a learning experience for our kids. Again, playing in that atmosphere and that environment, it could do us some good, because we can learn from that and get better from it. But we have got to get better at facing adversity, without question. So hopefully we went a long way into doing that the other night, and we'll see going forward.
Got punched in the face just a little bit right at the beginning of the ball game. You lost a couple fumbles that you don't generally lose, and it looked like people were a little bit shocked at the atmosphere maybe right from the outset. And how can you use that going forward to kind of improve?
Well, as you mentioned, a little shell-shocked, but plain and simple, we can't turn a ball over six times and be effective and think that we're going to have a chance to win a ball game. So we've got to eliminate our mistakes. We've got to eliminate turnovers. You know, the week before, we committed a bunch of dumb penalties. We for the most part, we cleaned that up a little bit, but we can't turn a ball over. So hopefully we can eliminate those things. But as you mentioned, punch in the face, punch in the gut. But again, we got to grow up as a young football team that doesn't have a lot of experience playing these type of games or playing in that atmosphere. Hopefully we can grow up and be better for it.
Of course, you guys face Casha Hall tonight, and we can talk a bit about the Commandos in a second, but you're going to have a new starting quarterback out there, Will Walton, who played the third and fourth quarters against Owosso last week. Looked a little bit unsure of himself at the very beginning of his entrance into that game against the Rams, but settled into his own and threw some really nice balls in the second half in a loss against Owosso.
Again, Will's one of those kids that he just needs some reps. I mean, he's not unfamiliar with from Garrett Meinl, but a kid that hasn't – he played a ton of JV games for us last year, but a kid that needs to have varsity reps under his belt. And, kind of threw him in there in the ball game in the third quarter the other night. And as you mentioned, he's a little uneasy to start with, but got a lot better as the game progressed, getting more comfortable, letting the game slow down for him. So if he can continue to do that tonight against a very talented, very disciplined Casha Hall defense, then gives ourselves a chance to win a game.
Casha Hall, very well known for being a 4A powerhouse. Joe Medina's been there forever. They've had a ton of success. Lost five games last year, but they have the bulk of guys back from that team. They do have a new quarterback. They'll run the football a lot. You know, when I look over your guys' offensive stats from last year, generally twice as many passing yards as rushing yards. You look at Casha Hall stats from their first win over Holland Hall. The Commandos are 1-0. They beat Holland Hall 48-10 last week. Well, they had twice as many rushing stats as passing stats. They'll have a fullback back there. They go under center sometimes. What can you tell me about the Commandos?
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, very, very run-oriented team, which they're going to be with Coach Medina there. Coach Medina, I have the utmost respect for him. He's done a tremendous job. He's been there forever. And they just do what they do, and they do it very, very well. Very disciplined, very sound in everything that they do, and they're going to run the football. So in order for us to be successful defensively, we are going to have to stop the run first and foremost and force them to be, to throw the ball. I think that's what we got to do to win the game defensively, and hopefully we can do that.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee ahead of the Bruins and the Commandos this evening. It's last non-district game of the season. You've got a bye week. Maybe it can help you get healthy a little bit next week. And how big is it just to maybe get yourselves back on track and get a good feeling as you head into district play? Because if you have a bad feeling tonight, it's going to take about 14 days to wash it out.
No doubt. So, as you mentioned, last district or non-district game going into our districts, we've got a very tough opponent in Muskogee Roughers coming to town for homecoming as our first district opponent. That bye week that we have, week three, is going to be invaluable at this point. Hopefully we can, evaluate Garrett's injury and hopefully get him back and get some other guys healthy that we need to get healthy and have that extra week to prepare for a very, very tough talented Muskogee Ruffer team, who's much improved from last year. I believe right now they're 2-0, beat some, you know, two quality opponents, and we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, Casha Hall this evening at Custer Stadium. Coach McKee, appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.